This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from March 24th. I'm Paul Plack. After hours at AEA last night, Garmin introduced the new GTN 650 and 750, which abandoned the earlier knobs and buttons philosophy of the GNS 430 and 530 in favor of touchscreens. EASA has awarded certification to Garmin and European services provider Querzy Avionics AG for the installation of the Garmin G500H glass cockpit in the Eurocopter AS350. Honeywell and Aspen Avionics said yesterday they're collaborating to develop an affordable, state-of-the-art, next-gen-ready, multifunction touchscreen cockpit display for general aviation customers. In another collaboration, Aspen revealed its novel Evolution displays, and the Avidyne DFC-90 digital autopilot will soon be working together. Operators of Dassault Falcon 50s and Beechjet 400A or Hawker 400 XPs, equipped with ProLine avionics, can broaden their access to more airports with LPV approaches through an upgrade STC from Rockwell Collins. Rockwell's new Ascend Flight Information Solutions allows the aircraft information manager to remotely transfer data via Wi-Fi and cell networks while the aircraft is on the ground. PS Engineering yesterday introduced an audio system with a built-in comm radio provided by partner MicroAir. Mid-Continent Instruments yesterday unveiled a new line of aircraft inverters and emergency batteries called True Blue Power. Basis Technologies is pursuing an STC to add voice and email connectivity to aircraft ranging from a single-engine Cessna 210 to a Boeing 777 over the Iridium system. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell gets a demo of the new GTN 650 and 750 from Garmin's Jim Alpizer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.